We've been working with Scotland for a number of years now to promote areas of common interest, economic, social, cultural. And when Minister Joe McHugh and the delegation visited Scotland in July, the minister extended an invitation to Scottish Chambers of Commerce, the umbrella body for Chambers of Commerce throughout Scotland, to visit Donegal to see how that cooperation could be brought forward in practical ways, especially with an eye on the uncertainty that there is with regard to Brexit and ways that we might work together to mitigate the worst effects for companies in each of our regions. Arising from that invitation, Scottish Chambers, West Lothian Chamber of Commerce, Scottish Government, West Lothian Local Authority, a number of business people, and Scottish Trade and Investment Minister Ivan McKee visited Donegal there over the past 3 days. And there were visits to various companies that are operating in Donegal, exporting very successfully from Donegal. The G-Tech Innovation Centre and Park Nogi Dor was visited. Various business people were spoken to, various agencies and so on. There was a very good presentation by the Co-op in Dunloe and how they're involved in local enterprise and in community activity. So overall, the Scottish delegation got a very good feeling for what's happening in Donegal, what it's like to do business in and from Donegal. And I think very especially the very strong ties, the very strong community ties, the very strong familial ties that there are between Donegal and Scotland, as well as the geographic proximity that they were, they left Glasgow Airport. And were sitting in Dunloe just over an hour later, having flown into Donegal International Airport. So it was a very positive visit from all points of view, and we were delighted that Scottish Chambers and the Minister announced their intention to establish an office on Park Nogi Dor, an office that would be fronted by Scottish Chambers of Commerce, that which would act as a focal point, as a contact point for Scottish businesses that might wish to do business in Donegal or the rest of Ireland, or might wish to establish in Donegal or any part of the rest of Ireland. And they've offered us similar facilities in Scotland to do the same for Donegal and for Irish companies. So that's a very positive, concrete result, initial result from the collaboration. And we're looking forward to carrying on with that and to having further concrete results over the coming months and years.